It's Monday, which means it's my day to answer your questions. And today's question is about copywriting market research. So this is what my subscriber said. Roy, how can I find my target audience online? I mean, how can I do effective research about their daily struggles and problems to get to know them better and help them? How can I find my target audience online? How can I do effective research about their daily struggles and problems to get to know them better and help them? So that's what we're going to be answering in today's episode. That question is from, well, I often just use the initials, so that one is from H. Let's dive in.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So mostly, this is just a matter of your willingness to spend time doing it. Honestly, it is, all of this information is out there. Some of it is a little bit harder to get. Some of it is a little bit easier to get. All this information is out there, and it's not that difficult to get. The question is, how willing are you to do the work? And so I have four big recommendations for you for different places that you can that you can go do your market research, or different methods for market research. The question is, which of these are you going to use, and how much time are you going to dedicate to doing them? Now, for this, because it was specifically about, you know, getting to know their daily struggles and problems to get to know them better, I'm not going to dive into all the market research around, say, in a financial promotion where you have to research a company, where you have to research a stock story, where you have to research that kind of thing, because that's just not as relevant to getting to know your prospects. Although I will say that in the course of researching a company, you may actually get to know what your prospects are paying attention to more. So that could be helpful. So what are the four things that I'm going to talk about today? Well, number one is forums. And I include Reddit with this in particular. Facebook groups could be appropriate. People are having these conversations all the time. People are having these conversations all the time. Hey, I'm having this challenge. Hey, I'm trying to meet this goal. Hey, I'm trying to do this. You know, is there anybody out here that can help? Or, you know, here's my win. I'm a part of, or I pay attention to at least, the kettlebell forums on Reddit a lot, or the subreddit. And there are, like, there's one person who's lost a ton of weight and gotten really strong over the last couple of years through kettlebells, and he's just posting daily videos, and there's constantly conversations about, hey, congratulations, man, oh, looking awesome, you know, congratulations on the new personal record, congratulations on losing another 10 pounds, whatever it is, right? There are also, oh man, how did you get started? How did you do that? I'm having this issue. Can you help me with that? And so there's all sorts of back and forth, even on the positive posts, also on the negative posts. I mean, people are asking questions. People are expressing their struggles within the market. And if you do a little bit of, like, taking it one step further in your mind, you can ask yourself, like, what is going on here beyond just, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. It's, and sometimes what you'll notice is a little story in there. Like, yeah, it's awesome. Me and my son just went for a hike last week. And for the first time in forever, I didn't, like, you know, I wasn't huffing and puffing behind him. And I actually, like, took the lead for a little while. And so there are all sorts of conversations, depending on how deep you're willing to go, in forums, in subreddits, in Facebook groups. You just have to, like, dive in, right? Number two is product reviews. I love Amazon product reviews, especially because they're filtered for language and that sort of thing, but there's negative product reviews, there's positive product reviews, people are complaining about particular things, people are raving about particular things, people are saying, hey, this solved my problem, that which was XYZ, and it's great because the solution was, you know, ABC. And that's awesome. And essentially, that's telling me the same thing, except for it's linking it to a product. So if there is a comparable product in your marketplace, or there is a product that solves a similar problem, paying attention, like, gathering, going out there, copy, paste, you know, source link, here's the product reviews for this particular product, and filling up a document with good reviews, bad reviews, highlighting, you know, interesting language that jumps out at you, things like that. That is a very effective way to start to get to know what's going on inside the mind of your target audience. Now, there is something that's an even better approach, and I have used it from time to time. I'm not like a religious adherent to this method, but Ryan Levesque's ask method, what you'll actually notice, if you actually go to ask me a question for one of these weekly issues where I answer your questions, I say, what's your single biggest question or challenge around marketing and growing your business? What's your single biggest challenge or question around marketing and growing your business? And what that is that is the question that Ryan Levesque teaches in the ask method for getting to know what your prospects want to know. And if you, for example, you take some targeted traffic, so it could be keyword traffic, it could be traffic through specific interest targeting on Facebook, it could be, you know, however you develop this targeted traffic, and you send a bunch of traffic to a survey and follow Ryan's ask method, which is in his book Ask, and it's cheap, it's available on Amazon, it's a great book, and it has a very powerful, profitable method built into it. So you send this targeted traffic into the survey, and one of the main questions that you ask is, what's your single biggest question or challenge around XYZ, around whatever your topic is? And people enter their answer to that. Now, Ryan has a much deeper methodology for figuring out which of these answers are most reflective of the people who are going to be customers versus not customers. And he has, you know, what to do actually once you've learned a little bit from this first time through. He has a much deeper method that you can go into. But this whole idea of putting out a survey and saying, what's your single biggest challenge or question around XYZ? Some people are going to tell you a lot. And that is probably going to tell you quite a bit about what your target audience, what your target market is interested in, what's their problem, what's their challenges, what are they looking to achieve. And when you do that and you get a significant amount of data in that question, in that survey, you start to be able to see like what the patterns are in your market. And so it's not just like one person is asking for this, it's half the people in your market have the same challenge. And if you are able to solve that problem better than anything else out there, perhaps there is a gigantic opportunity in that for you. And it's just a great way to get that direct feedback. And Ryan's approach is designed to help you get that direct feedback. Okay, and finally, number four is phone calls. Like being willing to get on the line, get on the phone, have conversations with the people who are in your target audience. I know you asked about how can I find them online? But for example, if you do the ask survey, if you ask questions through there and you say, enter your phone number or enter your email address if you'd be willing to have me follow up and maybe even have a conversation with you about this. I'm not going to sell you anything on this conversation. Just, I'd like to know more. And you actually follow up with those people and you schedule a call. It doesn't have to be on the phone. It could be Zoom, whatever, right? You actually schedule a conversation with those people and you have that conversation. Well, you have an opportunity there to learn way more than you could just by getting them to type something in or just by trying to spy on them. And oftentimes it's this, you know, even just one really good conversation like that can make all the difference in terms of highly effective marketing. And if you want to go deeper, I have an entire training called the Control Beating Project Pre-Flight Plan. So airlines, the reason that they are actually safer to ride in than cars is before every flight, the pilot and crew go through a very significant checklist of everything that has to be in order before they go ahead and take off. And this training that I put together is really based on that fundamental approach, except for if I want to write a control, if I want to write a profitable promotion that is designed to generate leads, customer sales, and profits, and actually beat the best of the best. Well, this is especially the research and target audience understanding that you go through in order to have everything in place before you write a word of copy. And so with this episode, I'll include a link to that. I'll include a link to Ryan's Ask book. I'll include a link if you want to ask me any questions to have answered in an upcoming episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. You know, leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of this episode? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it today, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.